Rebbetzin.
What?
As long actually, as they were made by the Rebbetzin's daughter.
Ooh.
But, I think with inspiration of the Rebbetzin. But I'll try to remember. I have to bring them in on Tuesday.
Oh, Rabbi, when I first asked about them, I asked about Shigas Chetza in the Malacha of Opeth. So in certain ways, I was concerned about this issue, but I think we delved into it, I think, at the very end of the year, during Dreams of that year,
right,
when we did the show, and Rabbi Kiva Eger, Rabbi Kiva Eger.
Right. Okay. Having said that, I guess I'll try to remember on Tuesday to bring you the cookies.
I'm trying to put it next to you, or one pile.
Should we try that?
Yeah.
Okay. It's on?
It's on.
Okay. Okay, let's get going. I'm sorry. Let's get moving. The last thing that we discussed was, again, we're in the middle of this interesting Shaka Vitaria here on Ayin Gimel Omid Aleph. And again, we discussed the first part. We noted that with regard to the first part, there are some issues about the Vasachas and the Rajbam and the Raivid and the Rashi interpretation, and how that connects with the issue of Hakasha Tchilas Hazaman, whether Hakasha Tchilas Hazaman really isn't limited to Hakasha alone, Lahalacha, Lamaskana. I mentioned the Pnei Yoshua, both in the Mishnah and later on, has this suggestion as well. Then we went on to the next line, is in the Gemara, where the Gemara brings in Eidus Shabbatim Mitzasa Batla Kula. We had Yosef reading that at the time, I think, and we noted that the first time the Gemara uses the phrase Eidus Shabbatim Mitzasa Batla Kula, it sounds like it's a bit of a melitza. And that all it really means is you don't really need the full impact of Eidus Shabbatim Mitzasa Batla Kula. All it really means is the main Geneva, Ein Tvicha U Mechira, which is what the Mishnah says. So they're calling it here Eidus Shabbatim Mitzasa Batla Kula. I spent a few minutes just trying to explain whether that melitza bialma isn't also significant. Sometimes if you use a term, even if you don't use it in its most precise way, but the fact that you associate that term with a certain idea may reflect on the idea too. Okay. And that's not always true. Sometimes a melitza bialma is a melitza bialma. But that depends on maybe on the more general issue of how Eidus Shabbatim Mitzasa Batla Kula really works. When it works, is it more of a psul, or is it more of a davar haposel, which is a huge topic? If it's a psul, then even its melitza bialma use is significant in a way. It can be used when things are lacking. You just have to know that in its more dramatic mechudash contexts, the chiddush is that we're looking at everything as an integrated unit, and we're saying any problem, any psul, is itself something that is ki'ilu missing. Okay, that's the next thing that we did. Then we came back to the continuation of the Gemara, where the Gemara uses the phrase Eidus Shabbatim Mitzasa Batla Kula. Amar Rabbi Yosef Amedra Amur B'Shtei Duyos Al Eidus Achas Eidus Shabbatim Mitzasa Batla Kula. Then the Gemara says, "My B'Shtei Duyos, My Eidus Achas Ilei B'Shtei Duyos Mamish B'Shtei Kitos Eidus Achas Is Bikat Achas B'Zeachar Zeh." Amar Rabbi Yosef Eidus Achas Bikat Achas B'Zeachar Zeh Ki Misadu Agneva V'Hoder Misadi Atvicha Ki Mitzvi Atvicha. Right? So here, the Gemara uses the expression in the Chiddush way. Because here we're suggesting that the undermining of the Cheftish Eidus Hazama on the Tvicha will undermine the Gneva. And then when the Gemara continues and says that that is the case, Elalav, but it's just talking about the following case. B'shtei duyos is b'edus achas kein shtei duyos. And that's karachat b'zu achar zu. Aval edus achas b'vas achas. Lo. B'savru d'kul alma tokenedim k'dibur dami. And my lab kamiflingi the rabbanon sabi kanu labau nifsal v'kivin d'mai shay d'komitzmi atvicha d'komitzvi itzum agnevet lo itzumi lo itzum. And Rabbi Yossi sabi l'mafreyu nifsal kivin d'miyad ki asidu demifsale ki itzmu atzvicha itzmu lanami agneva. Right. So when the Gemara says that, it sounds like the Gemara, again, it's interesting that the Gemara did not use the phrase a second time of Eidus Shabbatim Mitzasa, or a third time, Eidus Shabbatim Mitzasa Batla Kula. That it used it when it thought that we were talking about Bezeach Arzeh. The Gemara says, what are you going to say? It's talking about Kadachas, Bezeach Arzeh, and still one impacts on the other that way. Even though it's Bezeach Arzeh, Eidah Shabbat Maktasa Batla Kula. Why? Just pointing out something here. That's when the Gemara uses the expression. Then the Gemara says, no, that's not the case. It's a case of Karachas Bivasachas. Not Bazeacharze. And that's why Itzumu Agneba. But the Gemara doesn't again say, that's why Eidah Shabbat Maktasa Batla Kula in Achanami. Which I think is what opens the question up to the Rishonim. I think this is just reading the Gemara in a very meduyak way. As the Gemara originally brings in Eidah Shabbat L'Miktasa as a Melitza, Itzimu Agneva, right? So Batel, Eidah Satvicha. That's never Pasha. The only question with that we had was, not why does it so, but why do you even call that? Why bother calling that Eidah Shabbat L'Miktasa Batakul? From there the Gemara went 180 degrees, but as a tema, the Gemara said, if we're talking about Bezeach Harzeh, and yet the second one undoes the first one, what's that based on? It's got to be on something like Eidah Shabbat Matasa Batla Kula. Well, why should that be so? And then the Gemara says, no! We're back to a Chiddush, but a reasonable Chiddush. Namely, the second half infects the first half, right? The Tvicha affects the Gneva. But the words Eidah Shabbat Matasa Batla Kula no longer appear in the Gemara. So what I want to suggest is as follows. That's exactly why Rashi doesn't emphasize Eidah Shabbat Matasa Batla Kula, and I don't think that he believes in Eidah Shabbat Matasa Batla Kula in this context. As we already noted, Rashi, as the Marsha picked up on, emphasizes the psul of the Eidim. The psul of the Eidim is responsible for the psul of the Eidus. And also earlier Rashi seems to be more focused on that idea. Right? The Rashi, Avaleidus Achas Bevasachas, Rashi says, Behuzmal Shenu Apagav, Dechon Shabbos Lavitsum, Migloi Milsa Dechi Yisadu Psulin Havu. Right? Also the previous Rashi, Dimar Masal Demai Ninu. And also the Agneba Loitsum Yiloitsum. It sounds like the whole Rashi, the whole sugya, is avoiding Eidah Shabbat Matasa Batla Kula, of the real, the significant variety. Either Gemara says it, so what I'd like to say is, yeah, the Gemara said it when it thought, when it was trying to, you know, reductio ad absurdum out of it, like, how could it be? Because the only way that it would work would be Eidah Shabbat Matasa Batla Kula. There is nothing else. You can't apply the rule of psul gavra edim, if it's bezeach harzeh, if the tvicha is before the geneva, right? So, if that's the case, the only thing that there is edishabat l'mitzasa batla kula, and the Gemara is saying, how could it be? Not just how could you apply edishabat l'mitzasa batla kula in that case, maybe who says there is such a concept even of edishabat l'mitzasa batla kula in chefta shaleidus at all? And the background to everything that I'm saying now is also the what we ended with from last year, which is that in the Bavli, the phrase Eidah Shabbat Matasa Batla Kula, right, is sometimes used as a melitza, but it's always used in the context of Gavra Eidim. And certainly the most classical concept of Eidah Shabbat Matasa Batla Kula is Nimzach Mehem, Karav Apostle, Eidah Shabbat Matasa Batla Kula, meaning Gavra Zinakat. Does everybody even agree that there is such a thing as Eidah Shabbat Matasa Batla Kula in Chefetz Shel Eidus? So what I'm suggesting is that Rashi will tell you that the one time that the Bavli uses it in that context, it's being used to tell you that it can't be. And maybe it can't be not only because the conditions of applying it are too radical, but maybe because the doctrine itself is too radical. In which case, when the Gemara goes back and says, No, we're not saying in that case. We're saying it in a much more reasonable case. Bevasachas. Karachas bevasachas. So, according to Rashi, but the Gemara never came back to Eidah Shabbat Matasa Batla Kula. What it came back to is Psu Gavra. I think that's exactly how Rashi read the Gemara. And he has avoided completely Lahalacha Eidah Shabbat Matasa Batla Kula in Chefta Shel Eidus. Okay. Now, having said that, so what is this pshat of the Psu Gavra, which Rashi seems to be adhering to? So the Marsha already asked the question, as we said, and says, this is a stira to the previous Gemara, because the previous Gemara says that you will not even move forward with a psul gavra, within a circle of Tokne Dibor, and now Rashi's saying that you will move backwards L'mafreya. Sounds like exactly the opposite sheet, then how could that be? That's the Marsha's question. So what we said was, maybe that's the Lema Ketanoi. Maybe these are both options. When you draw a circle around something, you have to be prepared to either push everything later or push everything earlier. Of course, there's a third option, and that this chronology sometimes within the circle. We'll get to that. But these are reasonable positions, and Rashi, that's according to Rashi, that's the Lema Ketanoi. Instead of the Lema Ketanoi being about only about L'mafreya and Mikanu L'habo, just a simple pshat. That's one possibility. The other possibility is to say what the Pnei Yeshua says. The Pnei Yeshua also, on this sugya, he mentions this Marsha. He said, he quotes Rashi, and he says, the Marsha didn't like Rashi. He said, but I don't like the Marsha. I think Rashi's 100% right. He says, why? Because there's no steer at all between what the previous sugya said and what this sugya says, for the following reason. The previous sugya was challenging the application of Hazama, per se. They were saying there's no Torah Hazama because every time you have the L'mafreya of the Gzela, I'm sorry, every time you have the L'mafreya of the Edus on the Gzela, so going Mosul L'mafreya, that the guy was possible when he was made about the Tvicha Mechira. And the Gemara's answer to that was, no, there is Torah Hazama. Why? Because it's Bevasachas. And since the circle is drawn around both Edios, so the Psul Gavra doesn't eliminate the Edus completely of the second one, in other words. On the contrary, the Psul is only finalized, right, because Efshar Lachzar, it's only finalized when the circle is closed. That's what the Gemara said. However, says the Pnei Yeshua, this part of the Gemara isn't worried about the very existence of Hazama in Tvicha. This part of the sugya is worried about something else, and that is the Edus should be batel even before the Hazama. What we're saying is, right, if you were made bevasachas, and you draw a circle, katachas, bevasachas, and there's a Hazama on the Tvicha, you should say that there is a psul already on the Edus HaGneva, and that Edus HaGneva, even before the Hazama, is ineffective. So there'd be no Chiyuv Kefel. That's what the Gemara is trying to say. Now, the Gemara isn't saying, and therefore, if the Edim will come, and there'll be Mezim, there won't be a din of Vasisim Lokashazom Lasos Lachiv on the Onesh of Gneva. They're not saying that. That's the equivalent of main Gneva in Tvicha Mechira and, you know, Hakhasha Lav Tchilas Hazama. They're not saying that. The Gemara is just saying that the Edus on the Gneva has been compromised by the Edus of the Tvicha. So the Pnei Yeshua says that's what Rashi means. Rashi means to make that distinction in the Gemara. If you want to go so far as to say Me'olam lo hoya kan Edus because of Edus Ayub Psul Gavra, for that you cannot retroject within the circle. And on the contrary, even the Edus Gneva, you know, is considered Edus Bipsul Le'inyan Dine Azama. And surely Kol Shekein, the Edus Tvicha as well. But if we're not talking about applying the Din of Hazama, which depends on whether or not the Edus in retrospect was ever a Haggadah Edus, but we're talking about whether prior to a second Hazama, the Edus has now been Nifsal, as far as that is concerned, the circle works in the other way. The circle says, you know, there was already a Psul Gavra at the time of the Haggadah. So since there was a Psul Gavra, you were Psul B'Gavra as a Shakran already at the Edus Tvicha, even though it doesn't eliminate Hazama till the end of the circle, it already says that the psul within the circle goes to the beginning of the circle to be posel the edus of Gneva. And if that's the case, then there's Ochi of Kefa. That's the Pnei Yeshua's justification of Rashi, that we're dealing with two completely different dinim here. One is the psul gavra, which also eliminates hazama, kiyum hazama. The other is the psul edus as a result of the psul gavra, and that, as long as it's within tochnei dibur, even goes in the other direction. I'll just read the line for you so you'll see that I'm not making it up. He quotes the Marsha Herich Litzmal Rashi. I'm skipping. I'm skipping again. Not because of Edus Shabbatla. Legabe edus acheres, this is, I think, a very questionable raya. Mikolshke losa edus atzmo sheidu b'psul gomor b'sheker v'tochnei dibur k'dibur dami. Ubalavach yitzarech lama k'fi Rashi. Di k'pirush amarsha, tiksha b'chol edus shehukachav de miktas, v'lo ra'isi shum posek l'chalek b'kach. Do we ever find that because an edus is hukachash v'miktas that we say that it's bata legamri? It sounds like the Pnei Yeshua here is bothered by the alternative. The alternative is to say the rule of Edus Shabbatla Miktasa, Batla Kula. So he says, well, if we're saying Edus Shabbatla Miktasa, Batla Kula, do we find such a din in Akasha? I don't think it's such a strong right. We're not talking about Akasha here, we're talking about Hazama. I'll explain in a minute. The Imkain, Al Korcha Chainu Dafka Mehainu Tam Shapirish Rashi, the Shiny Hazama Shanifsul Edim Gufayu, Shaykh Mu Shaper Edus Shabbatla Miktasa, Batla Kula, the Indian Osa Edus Atzmo. So in the end of the piece, it sounds like he is retracting a little bit, or is reformulating a little bit. Maybe what he means is not that according to Rashi, the pshat is that the psul gavra infects the chefta shel edus at the beginning of the circle, per se, but that the rule of Edus Shabbatla Miktasa Batla Kula, which will never apply in Hakasha, will apply in Hazama. Because Hazama has the capacity to be posel the Gavra Edim, it also has the capacity to be Mevatel, the rest of the Edus that is associated with it. But that doesn't seem to be what Rashi really is saying. So let me just get back to this for a second. Just to sum up, Rashi seems to be avoiding, very strenuously avoiding, very assiduously avoiding Edus Shabbatla Miktasa Batla Kula in this whole sugya. Either Gemara says it, I was just pointing out, when you read the Gemara says it, but it says it when it's rejecting it, and maybe it's not only because it's too bold an application, maybe because it's too bold a concept. Therefore, Rashi ends up with the whole sugya being about the psul that is rooted in the psul agav. But then it's so said the first part of the sugya. So either it is, and these are two deos, or I think the Pnei Yeshua's chiluk may be very correct. And that is, the first part of the sugya is talking about eliminating Torah's hazama. The second part of the sugya is talking about being posel, the effectiveness of the edus, meaning there's no chiyuv kefel. As far as that is concerned, we make the distinction. We make the distinction. And this would work nicely according to the chiluk that I suggested the other day, which is, within the circle, does it go by the end? Does it go by the beginning? So I was saying, as chefta shel edus, at least in the Geneva part, as chefta shel edus, you can retract it, but until you retract it, it's there. As a shame gavra, as long as you can retract it, the shame gavra is incomplete. That's what I was trying to suggest. So the point may be that when it comes to psul gavra, which is koveya, it was the already pasul b'shas ha'edus, and therefore it's not subject to hazama. As far as that is concerned, it goes by the end of the circle. But as far as the impact that psul gavra has on chefta shel edus, as far as that is concerned, maybe it goes to the earlier part of the circle. The Pnei Yeshua himself says this, and then in the end it sounds like he is reformulating this as a form of Edus Shabbatla Miktasa Shabbat Lakula. That's what bothers me a little bit in the end. Okay. Now this idea of Rashi, I think we also find in the Shittim Kubetzes, just one more second, in the a little bit in the Meiri. And a little bit in the Ravid. They too, it's interesting particularly for the Ravid, seem to be avoiding as much as they can the conclusion that we're dealing with a real Eidus Shabbat L'Mektsasa Bat L'Kula concept. Let me just read that line for a minute. Just a second. I don't have my regular Shetubetsa, so I can find the page here. Says here.
Oh. Yeah.
First, the language here. Or Ben Yeshaya. That should be read already. Second. Ah. Yiri says, "Mekom makom ein b'shamin klum." Again, Meiri also is focusing in the Gemara that it's not that there is no azama. Ein b'shamin klum shar el hagneva lo huzmu. Yal atzvicha rei nifsalu mishas gneva. V'lo chal aleim shem edus. V'chein be'alma kol she'idu edim shtei duyus b'vasachas b'huzmu ala echas b'teila ha'acheres. So he seems to be saying, even though the Lamafreya, the Psul Gavra as Edim is later, Afa Pincha la Gneva Lohuzma la Tvicha Re Nipsulu Mishas Gneva Lochal Leim Shem Edus. It's not Edus Shabbat Mitzasa, but Lakula, it's because of the Psul Gavra. That's what it seems. And the Raibid also seems to take this view. The Chazra Hazama Lamafreya. Ad shasa edus al kol mash umda chazra bine edus agneva haisa im edus atvicha berega echad bedibur echad benifsalu gam al edus agneva. Although I'm not sure about the Raibid, maybe he's operating with edus shabbat mitzvah bat lakula, but at least the Meiri and the maybe the Raibid also take this view. There was a question. Yeah.
Could you link this back maybe to the Ramadan? You've been saying if it's about the Nidonim, right? Specifically focused on them, then what we're really, as opposed to saying, you know, it's just about Akasha, so then we really want to be designing their kashas, whether or not the Eid is Batal. And so it's their act as Kasha Eidim that is.
I'm not sure what you're trying to explain. Trying to explain the Rashi.
Well, the Neo-Jewish approach.
To within Rashi.
Within Rashi.
Okay.
Then what we're really trying to do is implicate their violation of their test of kashrus. So there's just another idea that he said in that context.
Right.
That because the whole issue of Eidus Zomim is, you know, the travesty violating their test of kashrus.
Right, I hear that, but I just don't think you need that for the Pnei. I think what the Pnei Yeshua is saying is simpler. I think the Pnei Yeshua is saying that just because in Psul Gavra, as an aid, you know, the Psul Gavra, which makes him, if he's an Eid Pasul, he can't be an Eid Zomim. Just because that only begins when everything is settled out, when there's no longer a possibility of Chazara, or when the Bevasachas is at its end, that doesn't mean that the actual Haggadas Eidus isn't already Pasul.
But for Hazama case, how could we try Hazama case without the Eid itself being intact? Why is it enough for the Eid themselves to be still sharing, you know, to try them for Azama? Why isn't it?
Because what we're saying is, well, we're not. The issue isn't here trying them for Azama. But the Pnei Yeshua is saying the issue is whether or not you'll ignore the Eidus of Gneva. Now, you had a Hazama and Tzvicha Mechira. Once it's Hazama and Tzvicha Mechira, can you still charge the original Nidon, Kefel, for the Gneva, based on the Eidus, which was Tochen Edibur of the Tzvicha, but which is not yet subject to Hazama?
Well, Rashi's...
Again, the guy came to court, they testified about two things, Gneva and Tzvicha. There was a Hazama on the Tzvicha part. The Eidus of the Gneva and the Tzvicha were said b'vasachas. Then there was a Hazama on the Tzvicha part. So the Pnei Yeshua is saying, all we really need to say here is that once there is Hazama on the Tzvicha part, the Eidus of the Gneva is pasul. We don't have to say necessarily that it's not subject to Hazama. If there are now Edom that come along on our mazon, say, by the way, as for the Gneva part, Imanu Ayisam Ba'osa Yom too, we will implement Dine Hazama.
But I'm saying, if we don't give some explanation, how can we say that there's, we can try the Edom Gneva for Hazama if Edom is already Batel? Why is it not that there?
Because it wasn't, because when they were made, it wasn't Batel. So if anything, it becomes more of a hakhash of tchilas hazama kind of question than anything else. At the time that they were made, they were edim ksherim. Even though it turns out, l'mafreya, that the edus that they gave was bipsul, because it was bivasachas with the moment in which they actually end up becoming edim psulim. But to be mufkaim from hazama to begin with, such that there's no kiyum hazama, even if there's now going to be Imanu Yisem, for that you need that the Shem Gavra Eid Pasul be complete. And you don't have that here, because that's at the end of the circle, that's at the end of the time frame. Here we're trying to say, there's a, you've been established a liar on the Tvicha, right? So not only are you a liar on the Tvicha, but the from an Eidus standpoint, you're a liar at the time of the Gneva too, because the Gneva and the Tvicha were at the same second. During that second, are you a liar? The answer is yes and no. As a psul gavra, no. As a psul edus, yes. That's what the Pnei Yeshua is saying.
So what we're saying is that the bittul edus, the bittul edus, it's enough that the edus was intact at the time of the festus edus.
Right.
For the status of the gavra, that has to be enduring even after.
And then, I think you just said the opposite of what I was saying. For hazama to be applied, you need to have. For Hazama to be applied, that will apply as long as there's a delay in the onset of the Psil Gavra. And that's what we're being told in the first half of the Gemara, that's at the end of the circle. For the Eidus to be Eidus Psil, that you cannot use anymore in Bezdin, even prior to a Hazama on that Eidus, it's enough that it be Bevasachas with an Eidus Sheker.
Rabbi had said that the reason why we can try is because the Eidus was intact at the time of Haggadah's Eidus.
And therefore it's subject to Hazama.
Right.
But in Lumafreya it's possible.
Right. I mean, so it's enough that it's kosher in the Haggadah, but as for the Psul,
it's enough to be tried as Hazama if the Eid was not yet branded an Eid Psul when he said it. But as it turns out, l'mafreya, because of its association with the rest of the Eidus, b'sheker, or b'gavra sheker, it's pasul as Eidus.
So why do we have separate standards for the cheftz and for the gavra?
Well, I was trying to explain that the other day, because in a way, take it according to Tosis's point of view, as long as you can be chozer, we haven't closed the book on you as a person. But when you've said hagadas sheker, it's hagadas sheker, unless you're chozer. That would be the idea. Okay, this is a potential issue. It's a very important idea. Now, as I say, I think there are other Rishonim also who are avoiding it. There's an interesting language of the Ramah here. The Ramah here, he's trying to avoid it, but I'm not sure whether he doesn't end up just reformulating it. Again, maybe like the Pnei Yeshua. The Kivin de Eid Zomeim Lumafreya, Ishtakach Dechim Asidu Atvicha, Beshikra, Psulin Habu. Only at the end of the circle it becomes pasal. Kiven the besof edos atvicha mia mifsili, nimela ivtale sadusa de gneva afagav de lo itzumale. Becomes pasal. Why? The kaimel tochel dibu kadibur, kul edos achas, listen to this. Bahavale edos shetchilasa bekashrus besofo bepaslus. The kaimel and baha karabiosi. Wow. What does that mean? Eidus shetchilasa bekashrus v'sofo bepaslus. That's the Ramah's explanation of this view in the Gemara. So it could be that that's just another way of saying Eidus shebatla mitzasa batla kula. Maybe. You have one Eidus, sofa is betela, so tchilasa is betela. Maybe that's all he's saying. Or is he saying something a little bit different? What does invoke in our memories of Vassar people?
The cave?
this language of how he's explaining how this works. Yeah, exactly. The Gemara says in Bava Basra, Daf Kuf Chav Ches, Gemara Nyesh Nochlin, right? Gemara there says that you need, as a requirement in Eidos, of Tchilaso Besofo Bekashrus. If you have a Cheresh, you know, and then he becomes, you know, then he's fine, or you have a Suma, and he's Nispakeach, or you have a Shota, and then he... he becomes a pikeach. When I say about the suma, I mean sota of suma and becomes a roeh. So in those cases, you have tchilaso bipsul, besofo bekashrus. The Gemara says that doesn't work. In Eidus, you need tchilaso, besofo, bekashrus. If you have tchilaso and sofo, but in the middle you had another problem, that wouldn't be an issue. Right? If he was a roeh, then he became a suma, and then in time Haggadah, he was a roeh again, that's fine. But if either Tchilaso or Sofo are Bipsul, then it doesn't work. That's the halacha. So you have like a Karo Vinisrachik, or a Psul, right? Vinichs Viniskasher. Beina and Tchilaso Vesofo Bekashrus. It sounds like the Ramah here is telling us that this Chiddush of our Gemara, which is that Hazama Bitvicha undercuts Bivasachas, undercuts a Eidus Bigneva, which is said Bivasachas, is based on the idea. That's what he says. I mean, it's an interesting formulation at minimum. Except that it's a huge chiddush for two reasons. Number one, in Bava Basra, it's talking about again the gavra edim, not the chefta shel edus. Psule gavra. So the point is, you have to be an ed mitchila b'yadzov, or mitchila v'sov. That's number one. Number two, even though the Gemara uses the expression mitchila v'sof, the examples and the issues are all where there's a problem of mitchila. And it's very understandable. Meaning, b'shas re'iyah, if you're pasul, even though b'shas haggadah, you're kosher, it's not enough. You have to be kosher b'shas re'iyah as well. Of course, if you're pasul b'shas b'sofo, the issue doesn't even come up because we're talking about Haggadah Seidus. The Sofos Haggadah Seidus. When you come to court and you testify, of course if you're Pasul, you're Pasul. But here we're talking about Chefta Shel Eidus, not Gavras. And we're talking about something that happened after the Haggadah Seidus is over. And the Ramah is still quoting the same language, Sofo, the Paslos is Mevatel Tchilaso Bekashrus. So it's a huge chiddush. But is this his way of avoiding Eidus Shebatla Mitzvah Batla Kula? Or is this his way of formulating Eidus Shebatla Mitzvah Batla Kula? I'm really not sure. Then he says, Afgav d'iftelei kula Eidus, lo mifsli sadi gufayu ad gamar la Eidus. Just because the Chefta Shel Eidus is Batel, from the beginning of the circle, that doesn't mean the Gavra Eidim are Batel, are Psulim, right, like we're explaining, except that he's using, you know, after all, he says, Abel kol kama de lo gamra kula akati mi karak sheirin hava vasi sumo kashas am lasas achiv karinim bay. He's explicitly saying this distinction that the Pnei Yeshua says, which is, this part of the Gemara is not telling you that there's no vasi sum kashas am lasas achiv on the chefta shel edus of Gneva, not at all. We're just saying that it's possible. But if mezimim will come now, right? Then you can say Vasisam lo kasha zama, or maybe it depends on Hakasha Tchilas Hazama. Now the two sugyas are totally different. One is talking about Hazama, the other is talking about Psul. One is talking about Psul Gavra, says the Ramah. The other is talking about the new rule called you need Tchilasa Vesofa Bekashros, even in the Chefta Shel Eidus, which just may be another way of saying it. I'm not sure. Shamina mehad Rav Yosi, the Eidus Shehuzma b'sofa, afa b'shalo huzma b'tchilasa, kula b'teila. And then he adds, because this is exactly what the Pnei Yeshua didn't like, and was saying, lo ra'inu shum posek b'shum, you know, halacha, so he adds, v'davka b'tovea echad v'nitva echad dum yedigneva utvicha. So, again, I'm not sure whether this is an avoidance of, or an example of, or an explanation of Eidus Shebatla, but either way, it raises this question. If we are going to say in Chefta Shel Eidus, Eidus Shebatla Mikzasa, where do you draw the line? So the Rama says, I draw the line at Toveya Echad V'Nitva Echad. Interesting. What is interesting also is that he rejects, he says, for surely we will not say this unless you hold L'mafreya hu nifsal. If you say Mikanu L'haba hu nifsal, this halacha will not apply. That's clear in the Rama. It's also clear in the Gemara, but the question is why. So if you look at Rebbeinu Peretz is the one who embraces Eid Shabbat L'tasa Bat Makula. It's clear to me that Rashi, maybe even the Meiri and the Raivit are avoiding it. The Rama, as I say, I'm mistopic because of this interesting Lashon. The one who embraces it is the Rebbeinu Peretz. Because Rebbeinu Peretz starts with the question, how can this be about the Gabra? You might add the words, but he doesn't. Like Rashi seems to say, it's a stira of previous Gemara, and he obviously doesn't like this Pnei Yoshua type answer. So his formulation is as follows. Exactly the question. It's a stira, and it's not only a stira, it's a big stira, because we're going in the opposite direction. And then he explains, of a hacha, skipping. Afagav diksherin ninu, mikomakom tamalav mishim dechashvinam psula naishaita, eler rotzalomar, ki heche de mahani azama lifso ulevat al edus atvicha, afagav shi uksherin maishaita, chanami mahani, hay azama, de tvicha levatel, gam edus gneva shikidmala. Vinichanami bahachi, edus shabata miktasa bat lakula. But as I pointed out, the Gemara uses that expression, but only when it's rejecting it. The Rebbeinu Peretz says, I've read the Gemara the other way. The Gemara was saying, and it already introduced the idea of that in Chetzah Shel Eidos, but it was saying, but how can you have that if it's Zeh Achar Zeh? Where's the Tziruf between the two pieces of the Eidos? But in Ochanami, when the Gemara says, Karachas, Masachas, where it's Mitzuraf, what, how is this working? Chetzah of Eidos Shevat Matzasa Bat Lakula. And then he asks, or then the piece after, and I think it's also written there. Bim Tomar, ki nami mikano laba, nami name of Deidu Shabbat l'mitzasa bat l'kula, ki de pirashti ma'ay taima. So this is particularly fascinating. Right? Once you are going to say, now again, this differentiates, you know, the two perspectives. If it's based on the psul gavra, not as a psul gavra, but as at least infecting the chefta shaledus, betoras, the tziruf to the psul gavra, like Rashi, what we were saying for Rashi, and maybe some of the other Rishonim, you can never even ask this question. Right? Because according to the Mandamar Mekana Labo Nifsal, right, there's no circle around the psul even. Forget about the beginning of the circle, the middle of the circle, the end of the circle, there's no circle. Right, the psul gavra only begins a month later. Right, so you can't even ask this question. But if you really hold that what's going on here is the chefta of Eid Shabbat Mitzasa Bat Lakula, not the psul gavra, so then you can ask the question at least: why do I care when the psul gavra begins? Shouldn't it depend when the psul and the chefta shel edus begins? And now there's an interesting question to ask in general. According to Rava, the mikan ul habahu nifsal. So is there chefta shel edus pasul l'mafreya? The gavra aid is only pasul mikan ul habahu, meaning any edios that he gave from the time of the original Haggadah till the time of the Hazama, any other adios on other matters are definitely going to be kosher. Right? That's Rava's Chiddush. But what about Igloi Milsa L'mafreya? What about this actual Haggadah? It's maybe a theoretical question. I mean, who really cares? Who cares whether or not the Chefta Shel Eidos is Pasul L'mafreya? Right? Or only Mikan Ul Haba? Well, there might be a very big nafkamina. What? What do you mean star?
Like a star, really, you know.
What kind of star? What do you mean the star?
Like, let's say, I love the star. And it's very interesting, can you
No, I'm saying according to Rav, this is within Rav I'm asking.
Right.
I'm saying according to Rav, it says chidushu. Bein l'chabo ela chidusho. So we know at minimum that what that means for Rav is that you're not possibly edus until mikano l'haba. And any edus you gave on any other matters were ksherim gemurim. But I'm just asking the question, now what about the hagadas edus, this hagadas edus? From when is it possible? Now mostly it's a theoretical question because who cares? Why do I care? As long as I know now that it's possible, it's possible. What? I'm sorry?
If the
Hazama was on the Tzvicha, Minei Shabbatla? I mean, what we're talking about now. That's what I'm getting to, exactly. So, very good, correct. Meaning, most for 99% of the issues, who cares? But where it could come up is if there is this idea that the Chefzah Shel Eidos can be Mevatel based on Eidos Shabbatah Mitzvah Sabbatah Kula, so we have a circle around, there's a Mevas Achas that connects the Chefzah Shel Eidos of Geneva and Tvicha. But there's no circle connecting the Psul Gavra of one with the other. So that's what I'm saying. This is what separates, at least in one direction. You can't, if you held like Rashi, you can't ask this question. It's an absurd question. But according to the Rebbeinu Peretz, that the whole idea is Chefta Shaleidus of Edishim Adam Mitzvah, but Lakula, the question makes sense. Now, that doesn't mean that it's a killer question. Right? There's still an assumption in the question. And that is, that even though the Psul Gavra only begins to be Kamal Abba, that the Chefza Shaledus has been puzzled to Mafreya. And the only Nafkamina probably is, if you hold Eidus Shabbat the Mitzvah Sabbat the Kula Bivasachas, it's going to infect something else. Because for itself, we don't really care whether it's the Mafreya or Mikan Malaba. The important thing is it's puzzled. What do we care when? But since it's in a circle with something else, huge Nafkamina. Now it seems like that's what Rebbeinu Peretz is asking. So I think that the assumption is based on three assumptions, let me say. Number one, that we're operating with Eidus Shabbat L'Mitzasa, obviously. Number two, that the Chefta Shaledus is Batal Mafreya, is Pasal Mafreya, even though the Psul Gabra is only Mekana Labah, which I don't think is obvious in Rav at all. I think it's a third assumption. And that is, in the transition from Abaya to Rava, is it still so obvious that we will say Eidus Shabbat L'Mitzasa Bat L'Kula? Even if technically there is a Psul Mafreya, I might say, when do we say Eidus Shabbat L'Mitzasa Bat L'Kula? Right? Maybe only in a real Psul Eidus, in an Abaya type Psul Eidus. Sheker. But if you're talking about Rava, we don't really know. That's part of the baggage of Rava is that this is more of a Akhasha than it is a Hazama. I mean Hazama is more of a Akhasha than it is a Sheker. Let me say it that way. So we say the Shabbat Batla in any kind of Psul? Maybe only in a certain kind of Psul, Chafzashul Psul. Not a technical Chafzashul Psul, but a fundamental one. I think that's a possible issue too. And what's interesting about all this is, yeah.
Maybe.
Yeah, I mean, because if it's a Psul, you're right, then what do we care? But if it's a post-sell, then maybe we can make this distinction. I think it's a good point. Now, but an interesting thing, I was just looking around today, in the Yafei Naim in the back, so they have some problem with Yerushalmi, so there's somebody who interprets, I don't know if one can honestly say that this is the Pshat in the Yerushalmi, but one of the Mefarshim on the Yerushalmi suggests that there is a Deya that we really do say, Eidus Shabbat L'Mitzvah Sabbat L'Kula, according to Rabbah, the Mikan Olaba, who lives on. Now, this question of Rabbeinu Peretz is a shita. Let's see if I can find it here quickly. The Fe'anayim in the back. Second. Here it is. Now on this issue. Yeah. I don't know what the Noam Yaakov or something, I don't know what it is exactly. This is on Ayin Gimel Amud Aleph, you see. Himtzi Svara da Yerushalmi Svir le'edah shebatla mitzasa batla kula afi neima mikano lahaba unifsal. Ublok pisol edin. Wow. Again, I don't know that we can really honestly believe that that's a Yerushalmi, but somebody felt that that was possible. Now what does the Tesis Bein Parents himself answer to this question? Yishloma delo dami. The vade kiyar minu lemafreyu nifsal. Shapsul v'habitol. Have a mishashi ido edus. Az shaykhu neymed shabbat mitzasa bat lakula kibidi rashnu. Have a kiyar minu laba lo shaykhu neymed shabbat mitzasa bat lakula da ein habitol v'hapsul mishasa edus rak mishasa zama. The elach. Hilkacha hid edus de ka'itza mitzum amag lo itzum lo itzum. It's not clear to me which of the final 2 points he's being doche. Is he saying it's not going to work because for the same reason that the psul gavra is mikano l'haba, so is the chefta shaleidus only possible mikano l'haba, in which case the circle is gone? Or is he saying in achanami the chefta shaleidus is there? But since this Chefta Shel Edus isn't connected with the Psul Gavra, namely it's Betor, it's a kind of a super Hakhasha, not Azama, so that doesn't have the capacity to be Posel. But either way, the idea that there could be a Cholek, or that the question could be taken seriously, or that the answer isn't a full rejection, but is an answer, all points in the direction of Ed Shevalim Tzal's Bad Lekulia.
Can we say this if A9 is easier according to the Balamor? Because for the fact that we're willing to say that Kasha Tulas Azama because the Avis in the past is unified,
right.
Maybe that's demonstrative of a lasting.
Even according to the Madam Rikanul Haba, the Shas Hagada Keachas is still important. I think it works with that. I mean, that's we are saying that, kind of. Again, it's a different. The points are a little different, and you could say one without the other in either direction. I mean, the Balamar is talking about the din of Hakasha Tchilos Hazama. He's trying to say the Hazama is defined by the Eidos. Okay, that doesn't have to be
because
But I think there's a tendency to say them both may be similar, but that's not according to Madam Kanal Abon, so that's according to Madam Freya. Yeah.
Yishami is talking about a book curve.
The case of the Yerushalmi?
Yeah.
I mean, that this one is going on? No, I think it's Hazama. Yeah, only Hazama. Okay, so just to sum up that point, again, so Tosfos Beit Peretz, again, we have the one group of Rishonim, we have the Ramah in the middle, then we have Tosfos Beit Peretz. Tosfos Beit Peretz reads the Maskanas HaGemara as going back to Eidos Shabbat Mitzasa, but in a more moderate case. That's number one. He too is mechalik between Kiyum Azama and the Psul of the Eidus. That's clear. But more than that, Tosfos Beit Peretz does us a tremendous favor by asking this question about Mikano L'Haba. And as we point out, for Rashi Udinei, that would be an absurd question. Because if it's about passing the Cheftish L'Eidus because of the Psul Agavra, then he just can't even ask the question according to the Mandamar Mikano L'Haba. But if you hold Eidus Shabbat Mitzasa B'Cheftish L'Eidus, so then, and you also hold that there is a psul chefta shaledus lemafreya, even according to Rava, then it's an interesting question, right? So maybe there's a mefaresh of the Yerushalmi at least who holds that in Achanami there is such a daya that mikanal haba, you will say, even according to the Madam mikanal haba, you'll say this about the mitzasa bat lakula because of the Haggadah. I think you have to assume that the Haggadah is psul lemafreya in order to say that. As for Beit Peretz himself, he rejects it. But why does he reject it? Because the fact is wrong about there being psul l'mafreya, or because, kind of what I was saying, which is, in the transition from Abaya to Rava, once you're saying mikano l'haba, so the whole nature of Hazama changes. And once that changes, then maybe, according to that manda amar, there's no batla mitzvah batla kula either. It's only in a sheker type of psul, not in a technical shame Shema Azama type psula, you'll say it's Shemon Tzatzin. But appearance is very, very important. Yeah. Did you have a question? Yeah. Do you have a question?
I was just trying to connect it to the Rishami we mentioned last time.
Which Rishami did we mention last time? Oh, well, Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish?
Yeah.
We're going to get to that in a second. Yeah. Okay. So it'll work nicely with that, maybe. Okay. So having said that, let's go back one more minute to this whole issue. And that is as follows. So I say this is the only Bavli that has Edish Shabbat La Bechefza. The line where it has it may be Betoras Reductio ad Absurdum, according to some Rishonim, and that's why they struggled to make the Maskana different. But according to the other Rishonim, it's not true. So, what's going on with that? So here I think we should just say the following. Whether there is, so there could be a group that will just say that according to the Bavli, Edish Shabbat Mitzvah Zabat L'Kula is always in the Gavr, it's never in the Chafza, end of story. Or, and indeed, let me just say about that, as far as that is concerned, the group of Rishonim against the Ravid and Aftes and Sanhedrin, about Ploni, Rava as Shori, who say Bigu Dechaile Ahai, Chaile Ahai, and don't say Edish Shabbat Mitzvah Zabat L'Kula, they would work nicely according to that perspective. Moreover, we have this Machlokes from Yochanan Reish Lakish, Kasav, as called the Kasav, the Shnei B'nei Adam, right? So the Edim are Karov to one and not to the other. That's the Yerushalmi Yidden. It's also quoted by the Rif I told you to look at in Makos. So Yerushalmi says, Machlokes from Yochanan and Reish Lakish. Let me just read the language actually very quickly here in Rif and Sanhedrin. Right, Rabbi Yochanan says the equivalent of Eidah Shabbat Mitzvah Zabat L'Kula, and Reish Lakish disagrees. So, how do you paskin like in that machlokas? So, there's a huge machlokas of Rishonim. How to paskin? Just look at the Rishonim Al Atar and Makos. You already see there are many Rishonim paskin like Reish Lakish. Of course, the question is, you should never paskin like Reish Lakish against Rabbi Yochanan. Right? The rule generally is Rabbi Yochanan beats out Reish Lakish. There are obviously exceptions. So some of the Mefarshim explain, that the reason that this is an exception is because it's understood that it is caught up with this bigger issue, whether you say the Shabbat Mitzvah Zabat L'Kula and Cheftza Shel Eidos are only in Gavre Eidim. That's why we're not just paskining Reish Lakish against Rabbi Yochanan, we're paskining the Bavli against the Yerushalmi. They're assuming that the Sugya Daftes in Sanhedrin and the issue Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish is basically the same issue. It's an issue whether you say Palgina Dibure or you say Eidah Shabbat Mitzvah Zabat L'Kula when it comes to Cheftza Shel. Oh, here it is. Cheftza Shel Eidos. Okay. This is the Yerushalmi. I'm going to read it to you quickly. Kasav called the Kasav the base B'nei Adam, the Eidim Ksher Mazer, Psul Mazer, Rabbi Yochanan Pasal, Rabbi Shimon Shamar Kasha. The truth is, if you look at Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish alone, they don't use the expression Ishmat Mitzvah Sabat Lakula, but in the Yerushalmi, they link it to the Mishnah and Makos, to the idea of Ishmat Mitzvah Sabat Lakula. So if you hold against the Ravid on Daftes, and you hold like Reish Lakish, and that will justify Reish Lakish, and you read the Gemara here, like Rashi, there's no such concept. Once you start making chilukim, it becomes more difficult. If our Gemara here is Eidah Shabbat Mitzvah Zabat L'Kula B'Cheftza, so what about the Gemara and Daftes? And what about the pass of the Psak like Reish Lakish? That's question number one. Or if you just pass him like Rabbi Yochanan, in the case of the Yerushalmi, and you don't pass him like the Ravid on Daftes and Sanhedrin, so what's going on here? I mean, we're saying Palgin and Dibure, and whether you say it is Shabbat Mitzvah Zabat L'Kula, Well, what's going on? We're not being consistent. If it is Shabbat Mitzvah Zabat L'Kula applies B'Cheftza, then why not read like the Ravid on Daftes and Aleph and Ploni Rav Shori? And if not, then why are you passing like Rabbi Yochanan? Right? In other words, to handle the Makoros here is not so simple. So B'Chaim has a discussion of that as well. Reb Chaim asks the question exactly this way. He says, if the Rambam seems to pass him against the Ravid, because he holds Palgina, doesn't elaborate so much about it in Shabbat Mitzvah Zabat L'Kula, but he says, because he holds that when you talk about Eidus, you always say Palgina Dibure, so how come he paskins in Perek Yedaled, Hilchos Eidus, Halacha Zayin, like Rabbi Yochanan? But that's the question. There's another case also, and that's Eloi Vituvia Kreve de Arva. And of Zayin Ben Aleph on the top of the page in Makos. Eloi Vituvia Kreve de Arva. Savar Apapala Meimar Gabilova Malva Rechikininu. That's the Edus should be Chal. If the Edus, if the guy's a Karov to the Arev, but he's not a Karov to the Malva and the Lova, then there's no problem. You say Palginan Diburin. Or you maybe don't need to say Palginan Diburin. Amler put a bit Rav Yeshua Rav Papa Ilesa Lalova La Basar Arva Azil. Ilesa Lalova La Basar Arva Azil Malva. I'm sorry. Meaning, you might have to have recourse to the Arev. So the Psul to the Arev should not be such a small matter. So the Rishonim in Makos discuss this case too. How does this fit in with Rav Yochanan and Reish Lakish, and how does it fit in with Sanhedrin Daftes? They say, well, it sounds like the Gemara is saying that it's a special din because Ilesa Lalova La Basar Arva Azil. But otherwise we would say Palginan Dibure. Why? Why is it better than Rabbi Yochanan? That's the question. That if you look at the Nebuchadnezzar Yosef, Al-Atar, especially the Ritva, has a long piece on this. Right? Some of them say, oh no, the discussion here is exactly Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish. And others say, no, even if you hold like Rabbi Yochanan, it sounds like here we... I'm sorry, even if you hold like Rabbi Yochanan, if not for Ilav, we wouldn't say the equivalent of Rabbi Yochanan here. Why not? Right? And others say exactly the opposite. Others say exactly the opposite. They say, how come we just don't paskin here? Then the equivalent of Reish Lakish. So basically you have the Gemara in Daftes, you have the Gemara here in Dav Zayin, you have the Yerushalmi, and you have our case. You probably have a few more, but those are the four main ones to consider at the moment. So some Rishonim are just going to work out perfectly. It's all going to be fine and good. For others, it seems like we have to make chilukim. So what are the chilukim? Number one, the Rama already addressed the question, and so did the Pnei Yeshua, by extension. Like the Rama said, it's got to be b'toveya v'nitva echad. That's what's going on here. That's what's unique about this case. If you have more than one toveya, or it seems like more than one nitva, then you'd say palgina and dibura. You wouldn't say erish v'atam b'tzasa b'tzakula. That's a distinction that the Rama makes. It could be that there's another distinction, and that is, in all of the other cases, the psul that we're dealing with is a psul gavra. Not in the same sense as Nimtzach HaMem Karv Apostle, the Mishnah in Makos. There it's Apsul Gavra, and we're talking about its impact on the Kat. But in other cases, we're talking about somebody who has Apsul Gavra, he's a Karov to one of the parties, or to part of the Eidos. Here we're talking about a Apsul in the Chepsis Shal Eidos, and particularly Azam. Yeshua already made the distinction between Hazam and Akasha. The Rav once raised this question as well. The Rav once asked the question, let's say you hold that Hakchasha is Pasul Amafre. Right? Which the Gemara, which two days in Tosis. Again, the last day that we, or not the last day, second or third last day of the regular Shear, before June, we discussed that Tosis, right? The relationship between Abai and Rava in here, in Bava Kamma, and Rav Chizda and Rav Huna in Shavuos and Balabasra, the Hadasadi Shikri Lamali, right? Or Zume Ida Bifnei Atzmo, Zume Mida Bifnei Atzmo. So Tos has two deos, right? Well, according to Rav Chizda, the Hadasadi Shikri Lamali, when you have Edis Mukhashim, is there a Psulam Afreya, Bevadai, or Besafek? So let's say that Edis Mukhashis is possible to Torah's Vadai, Lamafreya, Bishas HaKasha, in other words, and Bishas HaEdis. So you're going to say to Shabbat Mitzasa Batla Kula? We never found such a thing. So the Rav thought that this halacha of Shabbat Mitzasa Batla Kula and this Gemara is unique to Hazam. Yeshua kind of says that too. It's unique to Hazam. Hazam is a special psul. Even if Akash is posel, but it's not like Hazam. Hazam is the antithesis of Edis. I mentioned once that the Eidzomim is one of the, you know, it's one of the Hachrazos, right? Arba Tzricha Machrazo. Ben Tzor Mora, Nasis, Zaki Mamre and Eid Zomri, Gemara in Sanhedrin. So if you look at the Chinuch is particularly severe about Eid Zomri. Now, terrible it is, he's undermining all of Judaism. I've explained in the past, because it takes away the reliance on, you know, the democratizing factor of the great equalizer, Chesed Kashrus. You know, Ploni and Almoni, the equivalent of Moshe Rabbeinu. Okay, and this guy, because of his cynical exploitation, Hazama, you know, he destroys that credibility. But the point is that not just Hakavod, Hazama is a different kind of psul. Maybe it's really a Dabraposa. The truth is that one could have said exactly the opposite for the same reason. Especially if you all like the Ramban, as we discussed. It's interesting to note that is Hazama able to be Eidu Shabbat HaMetzosa Bat Kula on a Nimtzeach HaMehem Zomeim Eidu Shabbat HaMetzosa Bat Kula in the Makos Mishnah sense of it? That's a Machlokas HaRishonim. Right, the Bali Atosis assume yes. The Ramban and the Ritva say no. And we explained, I think, in the last year before when we broke. We explained, because if you really hold that it's Sheker, the guy wasn't there. So in one sense, Hazama is the greatest psul and posel. On the other hand, it's Mufka Lagamer Miedus in a way. But here I would be Mechalik between the Kat, the Eid Shabbat Mitzvah of the Kat, and the Eid Shabbat Mitzvah of the Chefza. I think this works out correctly. Namely, when it comes to being part of the Kat, we say like the Ramban and the Ritva. I mean, he wasn't even there. It's not like he saw it, but he was a Karov and he was a Rasha. He wasn't there. He might have eaten. Why should he hurt the rest of the Gavra Edom in the Kat? But if you're talking about the impact of Chefza Shal Edus on a Chefza Shal Edus that is circled within the Vasachas, that's a different story already. There we might say it's worse. It's not Mufka Miedus, it's a Psul Enucha Psul Gadol Mizeh Mehazam. Either way, a place to draw the line then would be if you say that our Gemara says is Chefza Shal Edus Shabbat Betosam Bat Kula, and it's not just the reductio and absurdum part of the Gemara, even the Maskana, maybe it's limited to Hazam. That's a different distinction than the Ramaz, which is, according to the Rama, it would apply to any Psul as long as there's one Nitva and one Tovea. Okay. Another place to draw the line might be as follows. Let's say there are two Eidos B'Vasachas, but they have nothing to do with each other at all. Two completely different Chefza Shel Eidos, one Maisa Agada. Is that Eidos Shabbat L'Matasa Bat L'Kula or not? And how do you define it? So let me take a step back before I even mention that. I mentioned earlier that the Yerushalmi, you have Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish. Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish, their argument doesn't mention that they themselves don't say Eid Shabbat Mitzvah Sabbat Lakul. They argue whether or not Kosev L'Shnei B'nei Adam and the Edim are Karev L'Echad Mayhem, does it work or doesn't it work? Then the Yerushalmi itself says, it's like the Mishnah and Makos Eid Shabbat Mitzvah Sabbat Lakul. Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish themselves didn't say it, and there are some Rishonim who suggest that Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish actually argue not about Eid Shabbat Mitzvah Sabbat Lakula, but when the Edim B'Ikar are being made on the Toveah or the Nitva. And that maybe Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish should, you know, argue on the opposite sides, instead of having two Mekablim, let's say there were two Nosnim. Maybe they'd say the opposite. Some Rishonim would say that, to try to get out of some of the Stiras. But let's say we don't even go that far. Maybe that isn't the argument from Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish. Is it possible that Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish is not midin Eidos Shabbat HaMetzosa Bat Lakul at all? Let me say it this way. It's possible that everybody will agree that sometimes we say what looks like Eidos Shabbat HaMetzosa Bat Lakula if the Ikar HaEidos is compromised. Let's say you have an Ikar Eidos and it's Tafel. The Ikar is compromised. You're going to say Pogin and Digure. Let the Tafel stand without the Ikar. I'm not saying it's impossible. I'm raising the question. By the same token, let's say in the opposite direction. Well, everybody who says Eid Shabbat Mitzvah Bat Lakula Bechefza Shel Eidos say that even if it's the Tafel part, that ruins the Ikar. Obviously, there's more compelling logic to say Palginan when the Ikar is kosher and the Tafel is pasul. There's more compelling to say Eid Shabbat when the Ikar is pasul and the Tafel is kosher. And it might be that that's not midin edus shebatla and palginan. It's just midin, if there's one integrated edus and it's defined by its ikar, not by its tafel, so then it's going to be kulo kosher or kulo pasal. And maybe everybody would agree with that. Of course, then you also have to figure out in some cases what is ikar and tafel. Sometimes it's obvious and sometimes it's not. For example, that might be a way to explain Eloi and Tuvia. Our good friends Eloi and Tuvia, right? Krevi de Arva. Right? What role does the Arif play in an Eidus about Amalvetalova? Now this is an issue which gets complicated because it also depends on the nature of Arev, which I don't want to go into right now, but obviously it's very relevant to that. Is Arev a separate tiskaibus based on Hana? Arev is a malva or a lova, ki'ilu kibel in other words, right? Is he a shutaf with the other lova, or is he mamish b'makom lova, and if so, he's an equal ikar, or he's a total tafel? In other words, the role of Arev vis-a-vis Lova, the reason for his chiyuv may be very crucial to figuring out whether or not this is actually comparable to Rabbi Yochanan and Reish. Is it, even Rabbi Yochanan will agree, even Reish Lakish will agree, or it's the same thing? It very much depends on that. There's a debate in the Rishonim whether Eloi and Tuvia are talking as an edus on the chiyuv or an edus on the piro. Even that might affect this issue. Right? The role of the Arev when we're talking about the chiyuv, the role of the Arev when we're talking about him being exempt because there was a Piro. That's Machlokes in the Ravi Avad and Rashi in the reading of that sugya. My point is, and you might even not want to call it Eidus Shebatal Miktsasa or call it Palgina Dibure when you're dealing with a Ikar integrated Eidus with a Psul. You might say you don't need Eidus Shebatal Miktsasa Batla Kula. That just means the Eidus is compromised. And you don't need to say Pagina Dibure when it's a Tafel Psul, because we're just going to say, you know, it's basically Chal. You can't let this little part. Where do we talk about Eidus Shebatla and where do we talk about Pagina Dibure? Where is something in between? Now, where do you draw the line there? Okay, so Eloi Tuvia Krevi, we now have a Mahalach. I'm not going to work out all the details of the Rishonim because it'll take too long, it's not our topic. But it's important for this general idea of Chepsa Shal Eidus Batla Mitzasa Batla Kula. Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish. So I said, some people say, oh, is the Ikar Eidus on the Nosein? Is it on the Makabel? Fine, maybe that's really the issue. And then, depending on what you hold about that, what's Ikar, what's Tafel? Mimela, you're going to say it's an Eidus Psul or it's an Eidus Kasher, without even having to invoke Eidus Shebat L'Mitzas Shebat L'Kuva. If you hold that the Nosnim and the Makablim are equal in the story, which is very sensible too, right, so then, it's an interesting question. Is this Eidus Shebatla Miktsasa Batla Kula or not? So here, number one, there are some Rishonim or Mechalek, they say, the Ramban, only if it's a Bishtar Echad. That's the case in the Yerushalmi. If it was Eidus Alpeh, Palgina Dibur. The Mitzarif is the Shtar. And other Rishonim say, no, it doesn't matter whether it's Eidus Alpeh or Bishtar. I mean, the Rambam, as I mentioned, quotes Salacha in Nechus Eidus, Perk Yedaled, it happens to be a case of shtar. But for the Rambam, the key distinction is not that, but the following. Aval, im kosev b'shtar echad shenasati l'ruvein chatzar plonis v'shenasati l'shimon sade plonis v'nimtzu ha'edim krovim l'zeh rechokim l'zeh zeh shem rechokim matanoso kayemes sh'ilu shtei eduyos apa p'shem b'shtar echad. Ram says, just because we're saying it's one star, that doesn't mean the Ram doesn't require the one star. Maybe he requires both, one star and one chefza shaledus. But certainly one star and two adios, that's not going to work. L'maza dome, olomer heyo alai edim shenasati l'ruven kach v'kach, shemakarti l'shimon kach v'kach, shalavisi milevi kach v'kach. Einan tliya, zu bezu. That is the Rambam. For the Ram, it depends on chefza shaledus. Dafka b'shtar echad? I'm not sure. But the Ramban maybe holds shtar echad, even. I mean, according to the Ramah, let's say you have tovei echad, v'nitva echad, and shtei duyos. Here's another issue. Our case, Is shtei yeduyos or edus achas? What would the Rambam call it? And this depends, again, on the relationship between Gneva and Tvicha. Right? If Tvicha is considered an extension or a Tanai, either one of those possibilities, of the Gneva. So you might say, Dafka, you're going to say the Shabbat Mutasa Batla Kula in this kind of a case. Because the Tvicha is main Gneva in Tvicha Makira, and not just the practical, but Tvicha is phase two of Gneva, or Tanai in the Mechiv of Gneva, say, according to Rabbeinu Tam. But if it was given the context of Gneva, this is a Mechayev b'fnei atzmo, so it would be like the Rambam's. It would be like the Rambam's case. It's like a Mecher, a Halva, a Nezek, Bevas Achas, Bishtar Echad. But so what? Different Chetzah Shaledus. Where do you draw the line? Essentially, this basic idea of where you draw the line is also a way to distinguish Sanhedrin and the Yerushalmi. And that's essentially what Reb Chaim says. Reb Chaim is bothered by the Rambam. He paskens against the Ravid and Sanhedrin. And yet he paskens like Rabbi Yochanan. He doesn't pasken like those Rishonim who pasken like Reish Lakish. So obviously he holds that Pagin and Dibure doesn't always apply. How come? So Reb Chaim says, number one, we have to look at this. No sein l'shnei b'nei adam. Is this two adios? One Maisa Agada and two Chefta Shaledus? Or it's also one Chefta Shaledus? That's the distinction that he makes. So he says, when it comes to Ploni, Rava, Shori, he says, it's true, it's one Maisa Agada, it's one story. But it's two Chefta Shaledus. Two different Nidonim. Two different parties are being told about. And that's why the Rambam holds Pagin and Diburi. Even though it's one Maisa Agada, two Chefta Shaledus, it's not so obvious, I mean, it's the same story. It's not like the Rambam's contrast to, Lava, Ruvein v'Shimon Lava, and then Levi v'Yehuda, Mihizik. It's not that. He said, but Nesinas, Nechasim, Shnei B'nei Adam, and that's what the Rambam makes the other distinction. If it's, I'm giving Ruvein X, and I'm giving Levi Y, from my estate. That's also Pagina Dibure, according to the Rambam. If I'm giving Reuven Shimon as a shutfus, one integrated present, so Reb Chaim says, well, when you give one integrated present, is it really interdependent? Is it true that if, let's say, for some technical reason, Reuven can't be Kona? Shimon would be able to Kona? That's not true. Because then you wouldn't even need Eidah Shabbat L'Matasa Bat L'Kula. You just say, well, L'maisa, nothing to do with the Eidos. L'maisa, if Reuven can't get his, then Shimon can't get his. So Reb Chaim says it depends. This is how to look at it. He says, but if you say the other way, Reuven and Shimon are two different parties. They have nothing to do with each other. Right? So then why should you say it is Shabbat L'Mitzasa Bat L'Kula? It should be the equivalent of, L'Zeh Machar, L'Zeh Lava, L'Zeh, Hizik. So Reb Chaim says, no, it's a little more subtle than that. As long as you haven't broken the connection between them, it's one integrated matan. It's one transaction. If you show that they can't coexist, so then you're creating out of it two Chefza Shaledas. Reb Chaim's rule is as follows. Whenever it's one Maisa Agada but two Chefza Shaledios, you say Pagin and Dibura. When it's one Chefza Shaledos, Al Pidin, then you say the Shabbat L'Matasa Balak. But the truth is one could have drawn the line differently. You could have said that maybe, even if it's two Chefza Shaledus, but they're Mitzuraf in some way, the same story. That's what the Ravid says about the same story. What the Ravid says about Ploni, Rava, Shori, he wouldn't necessarily say about, even B'Hagada Achas, B'Eidus Achas, B'Shtar Echad, Ploni Machar, and another guy, even if it's the same guys, there was a Mechira, there was a Halva, there was a Nezek. And certainly not about two different people, B'Vas Achas. For that matter, the Rama said you need one Toveh and one Nitva. Maybe one Nitva would be enough, or one Toveh would be enough. It's hard to draw the line. It depends on two issues here. One is to assess the cases. Secondly, what do you need for Eidah Shabbat L'Mitzasa? One Chefta Shaledos? Or actually, it is the same, not even Alpidin, but the Ikar Eidos? That's why I made the distinctions before. Sometimes you're eliminated Eidah Shabbat L'Mitzasa Bat L'Kula, and sometimes you don't need Pagin and Dibure. Ikar and Tafa. Then you just have to figure out what's Ikar and Tafa. Then, when you're talking about two factors, two elements, is it two elements but one Chafta Shaledus, two Gabras but one Chafta Shaledus? Or is it one Maisa Gada but two Chafta Shaleduses, two, not only two different people? And where do you draw the line in all of that? So as far as that's concerned, there are different suggestions that we're making to make the distinctions between Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish, Eloi Vituvia, Ploni Rava as Shori, and our Gemara, the only Bavli, which is perfectly clear, that Eish Shabbat Mitzasa applies Bechafza if you interpret like Rabbeinu Peretz, Udina. Good questions? Yeah.
Yeah.
Right, so I think the Ramah is saying that they're separate, but it's two the same Nidonim, same Tovim, and that's the Mitzari. What I would say is, and a lot of Achronim have this problem, like Xos, for example, says also, hey, Chamatzino, all these things. Yeah, but all these other cases, the content is not as linked. No, in the Reish Lakish Rabbi Yochanan, it's very linked, assuming that you hold it's one Matana. If it's not one Matana, it's just a coincidence, then it's totally not linked. But the other case of the Rambam, totally different tokens. Tzvicha and Gneva is somewhere in between. Because they are different shlavim, for sure. And you can have one without the other, at least the Gneva without the Tzvicha. I mean, we had this discussion in Chatzi Davar, right? Rajba, Tshuva the Rimigash, Rashi, the Balamar, right? Is Tzvicha and Mechira, as opposed to Gneva, considered Chatzi Davar or not? So too, le'inyan eidah shebatal mitzvasa batal kula pagin and dibure, this will be an issue. So we have it in these four contexts, we have this issue. Okay, we'll stop here, and I'm sorry we're going a little more slowly than I wanted, but next time we'll pick up with, the next topic is token dibur. So the next gemara to the two dots. Also look at, just a little bit, the question of token dibur in Kachim, just a little bit, I'm not going to add much more, but the just the Rambam Shita, in Per Tezvah, Hilkos Maisar, Karbanos Halacha Aleph, and also in the Pirshim Shnayis in Tmura, Chaf Hamad Beis, and the Shach and the Ksos speak about this at length in Simin Reish Nun Hei. They talk about Tokenei Dibur. How can you read our Gemara if you hold like the Rambam? The Rambam seems to say that there's no Chazar Tokenei Dibur when it comes to Kachim. And how could that be? Our Gemara quotes as one of the rayas of yes, tokhne dibur, no tokhne dibur, tmura. How could that be? So also just look very quickly at Tosfos and Menachos on Pei Aleph Omid Beis. Tosfos also holds that shita that there's no tokhne dibur in Kachim, but he adds a reason why, which is important. So just look at that quickly. We'll go through the Shakabatari. I told you to look at a few other things. You know, the Gemara Bavasra, Nadarim, Shavuos, etc. And, okay, then we'll finish, then we'll continue with the Chakavatari Bar Gemara. I'll try to move a little more quickly. And I'll try to remember bringing the cookies on Tuesday. Already miyuad and mizuman. So.